Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One. This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to go now. Joe Smith, get it on. Mandate. Get it on. And welcome to the best 15 minutes or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Mark Garagus in New York City. Mark, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, you know what's on my mind, the recall. It's been quite a turn of events. And I give credit to Newsom and the Newsom campaign because they have completely turned this into a referendum on Trump and Elder as opposed to what has been a completely failed 3 years of his terms. And it's to some degree, it's a little disconcerting. And I understand, I mean, I can keep a couple of things in my head. I can keep the idea that, yes, it would be a bad thing for Democrats if he lost. But then again, the Democrats are the one who cleared the field and said, we don't want a viable candidate to run. And they, by the way, the I would take the position that that young man, the YouTuber Kevin that we had on our show, was marginalized for no good reason just because he was a Democratic alternative. And the whole thing is rather disconcerting from the standpoint of people who live in California.
Well, I agree. And there's been a shift that's taken place. And I've talked to experts about it. It's sort of going from a reason-based theory thinking sort of with your brain versus with your heart. You know, we're now kind of voting with our hearts. And there's a couple of interesting things, which is Kamala Harris has spoke on Gavin Newsom's behalf. President Biden has spoke on his behalf. Barack Obama has spoke on his behalf. Not one of them has said he's done a good job. Think about
that. We're in perpetual wildfires. Does anybody understand that? We are perpetually on fire. I mean, when people say, you know, the house is on fire, our state has been on fire since June.
Right.
They in La Cañada, where we live, they repeatedly shut down the power grid because they're afraid of 7 times in the last 6 weeks or something like that, because they're afraid of wildfires. Our infrastructure is unbelievably a disaster. Our homelessness problem. It's funny. I was talking with a guy here in New York yesterday who was at the engine company. He's a lawyer, and he was there last week for a case. And he said, I heard there was this wonderful bookstore in downtown LA. So I decided to walk from your building, because I let him use part of the building there, to walk to the bookstore, which is probably 8 blocks away. It's a great book, a great old bookstore. And he said, I've never seen anything like it. He says, it's like the zombie apocalypse. It's not even close to what's in New York. I said, welcome to my world. I come here to New York. There are homeless. There are people with obviously mental challenges. I mean, but it's not like what's happening in LA and presumably Venice Beach when I talk to people there, or San Francisco. And you're supposed to just say, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, okay, this guy has done a horrific job. However, what if Dianne Feinstein dies? If she dies and you have Larry Elder, he'll appoint Stephen Miller. Well, my response to that is, then why did we support as a party Dianne Feinstein last time around when she was in her 80s and obviously had lost any mental acuity? I don't understand. We just keep propping up people because the machine or the institution is more important than a basic level of competence.
Well, I have many, many thoughts. First off, as I spouted off on somebody's radio show the other day, when the Democrats keep going, this is nothing more than a Republican power play. And as we know, that's how they're trying to couch it. You know, this is Trump and his Republicans wanting a power play. But what I was saying is maybe we should lean into that. Yes, the Republicans want an adequate electrical grill. The Republicans want water and a desalinization. They want infrastructure. They want schools that are usable. They want traffic to be eliminated. Like, they don't like homelessness. Like, maybe it is. Okay, it's a Republican power play. Fine. Guess what the Republicans don't like? They don't like homeless. They don't like failing schools. They don't like traffic. They don't like a fucked up economy and taxes through the roofs. They don't like houses being the most expensive in the United States. So, okay, make it a Republican thing. So be it. Fine. Maybe they have a couple of fresh ideas. I'm fine with it. I would vote for a Democrat that had sensible, logical ideas over a Republican that was pie in the sky any day of the week. I have a Biden clip just to show you. So, like I said, it's all been every Biden, Obama, Liz Warren, everyone.
By the way, Kamala Harris spent more time at the In-N-Out grabbing double doubles than she did on stage with Gavin. And, you know, she was characterized as a frenemy because they, I think, which is accurate. And, She did what she had to do, but I don't think her heart was in it.
Oh, Obama was sleepwalking. Look, the whole point is none of them can muster any energy or enthusiasm for Gavin Newsom. And like I said, could you imagine if let's just say Mark Garagos was running for attorney general and he was running against Joe Blow. And then someone said, hey, Adam, could you speak out as a friend of Mark's on behalf of Mark? And all I did was talk about how bad Joe Blow was. I never said anything about Mark being competent, being seasoned, being a steady leader. Nothing. Nothing positive about you. Just a bunch of shit about, well, Joe Blow, he had a girlfriend 14 years ago. Says she didn't like him. I mean, it's insane. They can't muster any kind words about him because it's impossible. And I will say this too. You know, to say, oh, the wildfires, you know, we're constantly on fire. Okay, fine. Blame it on climate change. Okay, but climate change is either real or it's not. And if it's real, it's here. And it's here to stay. So there's situations in New Orleans. New Orleans is below sea level. Fine. Hurricanes, whatever. Build up the fucking levees. Now, you can blame the typhoons. Blame it on climate change. Fine, but build the levees. Okay.
Well, do something. I mean, there's a difference, by the way, if you say, well, you know, the Republicans did this or that on climate change. I understand. However, Nevada, all you have to do is take a look at Lake Tahoe and what happened there. Nevada took a markedly different approach than California did. And that's what, to some degree, mitigated the damage there because of what Nevada did, not because of what California did.
Well, I have this clip that I was watching Biden. It was so bad because Biden had a bad hacking cough.
And yeah, I saw that.
And of course, all Biden wanted to talk about was COVID. But in between discussions of COVID and masking up and ivermectin, he was hacking away, which didn't help sell his point. But I'll show you the clip of him saying why we shouldn't have Larry Elder and why we should have Gavin Newsom. Here it is.
You'll be keeping a governor who respects women instead of someone who wrote that women know less about politics and economics than men. He had met my wife. Look.
All right. Hold on a second. We have wildfires burning constantly. We're running out of water. The electrical grid is a mess. There's homeless everywhere. Taxes are through the roof. No one can afford a fucking house. And you're worried about a guy who said something. You said women didn't know as much about economics as men, which is probably true. What if I said women don't know as much about World War II as men? Could I not effectively run a state? And by the way, article that he quoted. I mean, Larry Elder, a woman wrote an article that they polled women. They didn't know as much about economics and they didn't know as much about politics. And then he wrote about that article. It wasn't him who came up with that. I don't even know what that means.
By the way, don't even get me started on just how the H.L. Mencken, you'll never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. I mean, how did this become a contrast between Elder and his views versus Newsom, who's been in the job for 3 years? And how did we marginalize Kevin, meet Kevin, who actually had some opinions and actually could be a young face of the Democratic Party, and who actually at age 29 or 30 has done some things that, would I give him a shot for a year? Absolutely. I'd give him a test drive for a year.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And also, it's insane that Larry and Kevin, all they're doing is shotgunning ideas. I got policies. Here's my plan. Here's whatever. And all Newsom and Biden and Kamala Harris and Barack Obama have is, that guy doesn't like ladies. Or Larry's the new face of
I'm never going to get over
the black face of white supremacy. Like, it's like, you just, all right, so here's how it works. We're talking about running one of the largest states, or the largest state in the union, with the biggest economy and everything else. And let's just, Mark, just do this thought experiment for me. Let's pretend we're not talking about California. Let's just pretend we're talking about Nabisco or some giant corporation, right? Oracle, anything, Boeing, some huge defense contractor. All right, Lockheed Martin. All right, we're talking about Lockheed Martin. And you got one guy who's running the fucking company into the ground. Into the ground. And then someone goes, well, maybe we should get a new CFO or CEO. Maybe we need a new president to run Lockheed Martin. And my argument is, the guy who's running the thing into the ground is, I talked to one of his girlfriends 21 years ago. She doesn't like him. Or I think he's mean. Can you imagine?
I'll go a step farther. It happened this week in Los Angeles. You're the head coach of USC. You get your ass kicked by Stanford. Does USC let this guy just sit there because, God forbid, that something else or the alternative is bad? No, they shit can him. And right. And by the way, you get tested. Why is it? I mean, is there anybody who would hire Gavin Newsom to run your business?
No possible way. Well, maybe the French Laundry seems to have a pretty good handle on that. Yeah, it is sad, but it's also sad. The sad part is Gavin Newsom and his ilk realize that all they have to do to defeat Larry Elder is never talk about policies and essentially just call a middle-aged black man a racist who has no history of racism.
Don't have a debate.
Oh,
I don't understand. Why are you running for office talking about policies and not have a debate? Is it? Can you imagine if that had been the case on the national stage, where Biden just says, no, I'm not going to debate Trump? Not going to happen. It would have been excoriated.
It should be mandatory. It absolutely should be. So the sad news is it looks like we're going to get. I've been working all day. I haven't gone. I'm going to go out and vote anyway. But
it's going to be a landslide.
Also, why is this our system? Gavin Newsom has $85 million to spend, and Larry Elder has $10 million to spend, or whatever it is. Now, they're running neck and neck, and then Gavin starts spending, and he starts buying ads and doing all sorts, you know, whatever $85 million bucks will get you, versus, I don't get why that's legal. I mean, we would never accept it if somebody said, you have this detergent, I have that detergent, and then I have $80 million for advertisements, and you have $10 million for advertisements, and then I sell more detergent than you. Do I get to declare victory? Isn't it abundantly obvious to everyone? Well, he just outspent the other person.
Whatever you think of Citizens United, and I'm no fan of it, what I find to be just offensive is, take a look. You can go to the website. Take a look at the LA Times coverage of this recall campaign. We've talked about it before. not a day goes by that there's not, that they didn't kind of lead the charge for making this, the Larry Elder is the boogeyman, completely marginalizing Kevin, who's the Democrat, and cheerleading for Newsom. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can say, well, it was the opinion pages, but they're picking the people to publish on the opinion pages. You can say, well, they're reporting, or anytime you run, you get put under scrutiny. Well, where is the scrutiny? I haven't seen it. Just take a look at the website and go through there and tell me, try to be objective and tell me that you can't see an inherent bias on both the news pages and the opinion pages.
The LA Times, the day after Larry Elder had a woman who, by the way, was wearing a gorilla mask, and by all accounts, a lot of N-bombs tossed around in that skirmish as well, threw an egg at Larry Elder, dropped some N-bombs. The next day, the LA Times said Larry Elder security and homeless advocates clash. That was their story. Now, imagine if that was Cory Booker or Obama or Kamala Harris and some guy in a MAGA hat threw an egg at her. Do you think that's how the LA Times would discuss that? I don't think so. It is an interesting time we're getting into. Maybe I'll tease it for the full length Reasonable Doubt. But at a certain point, if, you know, we have a lot of campaign laws, right? And right. We go, well, you can't take this. You can only take this much money from this group or that much from that group, whatever. At a certain point, if you have the Los Angeles Times with the biggest circulation of any paper in Los Angeles and arguably CNN and many other news outlets in your corner, like literally cheering you on and doing your bidding, well, what kind of campaign contribution does that turn into? You know what I mean? Like, when do we start counting that at a certain point? You know, you could arguably say that, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all big tech and all the main, that once they pick a side, that's into the trillions of dollars of support. I mean, what would you rather have? You know, 5 million extra bucks in your war chest, or Twitter and Facebook and the New York Times and CNN and LA Times and MSNBC and the USA Today all in your corner?
And well, all you have to do is turn on. I mean, you turn on Fox and you get that viewpoint, but then you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got it's what has happened is this cheerleading on behalf of supposed objective journalists has really reached a bridge too far.
Yeah, I agree. And when, you know, Joe Rogan was kidding, maybe in jest, about suing CNN for the whole ivermectin thing. But I've said many times on this program, that's the only way to stop it. You're just not allowed to slander people that way. That seems to be the reasonable end to it. People like Nick Sandman or Joe Rogan or whatever, they're just going to start suing these people because other than that, they're untethered. They're literally saying whatever they want.
At some point, there's going to be, and I'm going to tell you, whether it's Shepard versus Maxwell, New York Times versus Sullivan, all of the seminal U.S. Supreme Court cases do not apply any longer in any way, shape, or form to what's happening now. Whether it's the Sixth Amendment versus the First Amendment in Shepard versus Maxwell, whether it's the malice component in New York Times versus Sullivan, all of those things need to be revisited.
Well, we will revisit them on upcoming episodes. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Mark Garagos saying mahala.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.